Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, I saw this, Lee, and I thought I would ask you if this was true.
All right.
In your experience. According to a new study, there is a point where people say life gets easier, and they wanted to know what it was. Okay?
I'll let you know when I get there.
Oh, will you? Okay, because I thought I just want to have something to look forward to. They say it's age 44.
You know, that's probably about right. In the bigger scheme, I think by that time you've got enough life experience where you are better prepared to realize the things that really are important and the things that really don't matter, the things that are, passing. And you start to concentrate more on the things that really matter in life.
Yeah, because there's not a lot, but a little bit of mortality facing you down, you know what I mean? Like more than there was in your 30s, for sure.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Survey found out people stress out in their 20s over things like finding a job, saving money, and dating. People stress in their 30s over things like moving up in a career, starting a family. And then, of course, having little ones is stressful, enjoyable, but stressful. When you get in your early 40s, you worry about things like finding a work-life balance. Oh, I am so there.
Yeah.
Just so there. Your relatives getting older, trying to plan for the future. But at 44, things finally turn around and you get all that other stuff squared away and you can start relaxing and enjoying your life. I was just wondering if that was true.
Well, I would say that by that point, by about 44 or 45, you've either done what you're going to do or realize you're never going to. So, just deal with it.
My daughter and I had this conversation the other day. She's she's at that age where she's beginning to do girly things and notice, if her hair is not brushed and I don't have to tell her to brush it anymore, And so she'll come up to me and she'll be like, Mom, if you could just put your hair behind this ear and then fluff this forward a little bit. Your hair looks so good. Why don't you do that? I'm like, I don't care.
Everybody's a helper now.
It was beaten out of me 10 years ago.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't care. She's like, because it would only take a little bit of adjusting. I'm like, Dad, you'll see. You'll see. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that we've gone from me telling her, brush your hair. You were not going out looking like that. It'll reflect badly on me, to her going, if you could just your hair adjust. It's just so funny how the roles switch.
Yes, it is.
It is. But I tell you what, that work-life balance, boy, I am struggling with that right now. It is so hard to do everything well.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
So hard to hold a job as a mom, as a woman, and do everything well. I don't know how single moms do it. I truly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because I have, I have the best partner ever, pitches right in, does his work, helps me out, takes stuff over that I normally would do if I'm running behind. I mean, he's just, I'm great. And I'm struggling every minute of every day. I didn't go to bed last night at all. I was so hyped up because yesterday this week is the end of the quarter, right? And so teachers, like everybody else, procrastinate. So I have three tests this week. And 5 quizzes.
Jay.
Okay. Do you have any idea what that takes out of you now? Because when you're in elementary school, when we were there, it was just all fun and games. Now they are hardcore now.
Yeah.
I mean, they are not messing around.
Yeah.
And you have to study with your child. And I feel really bad for the kids whose parents don't study because they don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
They're going to fall so far behind. And you got to really study. I mean, it's not kind of study. You got to really study. So yesterday I had volleyball playoffs. I had dental appointments we just had to go to because my daughter hadn't been in a while. I had volleyball playoffs, and I had 2 quizzes, a test, and this morning I was still so riled up that by the time I got home, if I don't go to bed by 7, I am just dead on my feet, right? So I was so riled up, I never could fall asleep. I gave up at 1 a.m. and come in here.
Good grief.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel guilty because, I have my son. We were supposed to start weeks ago doing multiplication flashcards with him. Haven't done it. They're just sitting there. We've got another son who really needs me to do about double the reading a day with him, plus other flashcards just to keep his head above water. I didn't do that yesterday. I did make dinner. I did that. When I look at all the things I failed to do yesterday, I'm so stressed out. I couldn't go to sleep last night.
You've got to get over this Catholic guilt stuff.
Yeah, I know. But it's just you feel. I don't know if other people like you just feel like. You can't cram it all in.
You've done a lot. I mean, Plus doing a market-leading morning show.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That too, yeah, exactly.
Dude, I got to 9 o'clock last night, and I'm sitting here just beating myself up for all of the things I didn't get to that I should have done, you know? And I'm like, I haven't even prepped for the show yet. You know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And I know that all of you, your lives are out there like this, too. There are moms in the cars right now nodding their heads.
Well, the good thing is that life, and if you can at least watch a little bit of news or listen to a little bit of news, that's your show prep. Because, I mean, we're living show prep right now, daily. We're just watching a newscast. You know what's going on. You know what's out there. And you know what you believe and what all this stuff means.
Oh, I forgot the client meeting I had yesterday, too.
Now, that's important.
Hour and a half on that,
because
too.
Believe me, we must continue to sell radio advertising.
Right, because they pay the bill. That
exactly.
That's the people who pay.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're very important. Yes. They came before the multiplication flashcards and the volleyball playoffs.
Because if there's no radio advertising sold, then you can't afford all the stuff that you're trying to do.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I don't know why. Anyway, so life gets easier at age 44. I'm just like sort of looking forward to that.
Well, what, you got about another 15 years to get there.
Yeah, thank you. I just love you, Lee. Thank you. It ain't 15 years, let me tell you. Okay, so anyway, meanwhile, while we're at it, did you see this, genius? Oh, God help me. Okay, a guy, in a, if you want to do one of these do-it-yourself security systems.
Oh, gosh, yes, I heard about this.
You got to,
Ooh, this one cost him.
Yeah, Edwin Smith, Cleveland County, North Carolina. You know, not everybody has the skills to booby trap their home. Like Kevin in Home Alone. You know what I mean? So he set up a very clever booby trap, rigged a shotgun, set it up to far. You have to say that. You just can't say far.
Exactly.
Set it up to far if somebody opened the back door. Who do you think opened the back door? That'd be Edwin.
Yep.
That was Edwin. Yep. Monday morning. He went outside to feed the squirrels. Now, why he did not use the front door, I do not know. Open the back door to get back inside, and the booby trap worked. Here's how that sounded. You know how I was fascinated by this 911 call? Because he's so calm.
Oh, you've got the 911
call.
Oh,
yes,
oh,
I do.
Gosh.
Are you kidding me? This is Radio Gold. This is why they pay me the big bucks. Okay, here we go. Take a listen to this.
Cleveland County 911. Sent an ambulance over to one. I blew my arm off.
Okay, well, how did this happen, sir?
I have a tripwire, and I opened up the door, and with the tripwire went off and blew my arm off. I'm going to die. I'm in the driveway. I'm going to die. Just tell everybody I love them, okay?
Sir, we got help on the way. Is there anything you can control the bleeding with?
No, I'm out here in the driveway. My arm's blowed off.
Sir, I got help on the way. How old are you?
I'm 69. Oh, man.
Okay, is there a towel you can put over it, sir?
No, I'm trying to do it, but just, please hurry.
Yeah, they're on their way, sir. Just stay on the line with me, okay?
All right, I'm going to try and get a towel around it.
I loved it. Just put a towel over it.
Jeez.
I was listening to that. I'm like, put a towel? What? Okay, great. Yeah, that'll take care of it. Just put a towel over it. What difference would that make? Why? No, don't move. You blew your arm off. Don't put a towel over it.
Wow.
Just stay still.
Yeah.
I just got to tell you, if I blew my arm off, I would not sound like that on 911. I wouldn't.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'll run your day.
Yeah. All right, he's still hospitalized, but he's going to be okay. No word on I don't know if they had to reattach the arm it doesn't say here.
I think it was a shotgun. If it was a shotgun,
yeah,
there ain't going to be much left to attach there.
Yeah, although on the upside, everybody now knows not to go by Edwin's house because he's nuts. You know what I mean? Crackheads, meth heads, heroin users, burglars, they ain't messing with that. They're just going to move right on to the next house. Squirrels, too, probably. Some folks flying Ann Coulter for ambassador to the UN. Oh, my God. Total popcorn. You kidding me? That would be, no, too good to be true. It'll never happen. Oh, no. Here's another one. Dang. Now I'm just asking the mathematical question. Of course, we practice Common Core math in our houses mandated by my child's school. Can't do it any other way, right? So maybe they're using the Common Core math to figure out who is going to vote in this Democrat blue wave. I'm not saying there's not going to be one. I just want to know who's going to vote in it. Let's see. So now we've lost blue collar millennials under 30, blue-collar millennials under 44. We've lost male millennials, and now they lost union members. Wow, they are, man, I tell you, they're dropping like flies. Union members have traditionally supported Democrats, but this poll shows a dramatic shift. You think? Let's see, union members, a lot of them are men. Men have not been treated well lately by the Democrat Party. Self-identified union members. By the way, have you noticed how this has now entered our lexicon, our speech? Have you seen, does this drive you crazy too? You're reading an article, right? It used to be Democrats say that, now it's self-identified Democrats. Liberals say, nope, now it's self-identified liberals. No, liberals. What's this self-identified junk? Oh, the media is pounding that one too. Self-identified liberal. Why would you add that? They're liberals. If they self-identify as a liberal, they're a liberal. How does this get past a copy editor? Oh, it's everywhere. No, start looking for it. You'll see it. It drives me crazy. You know what I hate about it? It's sort of, just the phrasing kind of connotes this idea that, like, self-identity could change at any moment. So we want to be on guard for that. Because whatever you are now, it could shift and you could self-identify as a wombat. I mean, why do they put that? It's like extra verbiage. Because they're hammering it into our, oh yeah, you may be white as the driven snow, like, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren. But if you self-identify, union members have traditionally supported Democrats, but this poll shows a dramatic shift. Not surprised. Self-identified union members, I had to say it. Union members are just as likely to support a Republican for office as a Democrat. Okay, whoa. Like, that's not quite Republicans winning under 30 millennial voters, but almost. They always voted for Democrats. According to who? Oh, some conservative research. Oh, no. Pew Research Center? Huh. That's a left-wing polling outfit. Oh, I love this. Pew studied the likelihood that Democrat and Republican supporters would identify with certain labels. There it is again. Dang. Have tradition. They used identify twice in that paragraph. Would you get a bonus for that as a reporter? Anyway, would identify with certain labels such as have traditional values and veterans. 10% of people who's blah, blah, blah. They put self-identified three times into that paragraph. There's only like two sentences in it. Now three. White union members seem to be equally divided between the two parties, the labor organizations. They identify. There it is again. White union members seem to be equally divided between the two parties, the labor organizations they identify with are not. Okay, so let me just translate this for you. Those who identify themselves as the leadership of what they identify as a union are with the Democrats, but those who identify as members of the union that identifies as a union are not identifying with the Democrat Party. Make sense? Okay. Each of the 12 unions surveyed gave between 93% to 100% of their donations. Oh, it's all falling apart for them. I just want to know, okay, who's going to surge? The wave is coming. It's just that I can't seem to fit. People are just peeling off. Meanwhile, you see this? Talk about first world problems. Americans will spend $500 million on Halloween costumes. No, not for themselves. For their pets. Americans will spend $500 million on Halloween costumes for their pets. Or the animals that identify as their pets. Who are identifying as costumed animals. Who identify with the Halloween holiday. Did I do that right? Okay, so there go the union members. There go the union members. Okay. Meantime, Victor Davis Hanson, Hoover Institute. Our next epic rant comes from him. And he's asking some of the same questions about the midterms and honestly the long-term demographics of the Democrat Party that I've been wondering about. Again, I'm not forecasting anything on the midterms. So don't text me if there is a blue wave and tell me I'm wrong. I just want to know who's going to be in it. Just asking some academic mathematical questions. Victor Davis Hanson asking those same questions. It's today's, I don't know, third, fourth, fifth, I've lost count, epic rant.
Yeah, it's almost like they're wolves in wolves' clothing. I thought that they would at least try to disguise their empathies and politics before the midterm, but your past segment about white this and white this and white supremacy and white women, that this is at a time after the 2016 lessons that you should be appealing to the white working class if you want to win those states, and yet they're not doing that. We saw during the Kavanaugh hearings, why not protect American jurisprudence? We all support due process, but when we got done with that circus, it was as if the Democrats wanted to be on the side of the French Revolution. And then when we had all of these demonstrations, Antifa and scratching like maenads on the Supreme Court doors, you would think that somebody in the party would speak up against that. But instead, if you collate what Cory Booker said, or what Eric Holder said, or even Hillary Clinton, it was almost as if these people were seen as the paramilitary wing of the Democratic Party. And then, you know, at the height of silliness, why now would Elizabeth Warren come out when you have this high-profile trial of suit by Asian Americans against Harvard in the same city, and then proclaim that she's 1%, maybe 1% at best, and therefore mm-hmm. all along really was a genuine yeah. minority. She should have apologized. And so now, and then it's all topped off by this caravan. And what are the Democrats going to do? Are they going to get out and say, let them in because they have a right for refugee appeals or something? Anybody knows in their right mind that you can't have a nation when people storm across the southern border by intent and they're empowered by the Mexican government.
It's a huge plus for this.
All of these issues.
Yeah, that was Victor Davis Hanson on Laura Ingraham. Speaking of, he's talking about these people. Have you been following these people? I'm still not over this. Who are, they're streaming across the desert now and everybody's watching them. There's like, I don't know, 3,000 of them now or something. And so the media goes and interviews their leader, right? And they're marching along and they've got a list of demands. Got to be, demand to be let into the country, demand to be put on welfare, blah, 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 right? It's demand, demand, demand. And the leader of the people, this, you know, this caravan of illegals, right? Actually referred to the government of the United States of America as a criminal government while demanding to be let into the country. I'll let you process that for a minute. Okay, she's not even here yet with the herd. And she's already whining and complaining about our government. She hasn't even gotten the first welfare check or any one of her Democrat voter registrations. She's already got a mile-long list of complaints. Human rights, criminal government. Then turn around and march your little rear end back where you came from. I mean, what other country on earth? I mean, who marches toward and demands to be let into a criminal government? Quote, unquote. A country with a criminal government. Who does that? I mean, it's absurd on its face. Who do these people think they are? They are so entitled. They're not even here yet, and they're entitled. I mean, they talk to us about white privilege. Good gosh. Illegal immigrant entitlement right there. Call my government criminal and demand I hand you a welfare check? You haven't even gotten a border yet. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They want camps set up for them. They want food. They want all that from the criminal government. And they'll get it, too. That's the problem. They'll get it, too. It's so absurd to watch them call our government criminal as they bear down upon us with demands to be let in because they want to live here. Did you see this, Lee?
What's that?
I listen to talk radio all over the country. Just like to drop in on people, see what they're doing. So I hear news all over the country on radio. And, of course, I watch a lot of TV. And in unison, the left, or you know, some call them the media. I'm amazed by this. They are on this whole deficit thing, this whole debt thing. They are frantic. Like even my trolls woke up this morning. And I just thought it was so interesting. I literally started hearing this about 24 hours ago. Just hysteria from the media. They have woken up and realized we are like way in debt as a country. And they are freaked out. So the first thing my trolls sent me this morning with sudden hyperventilation over the debt and the deficit. They never cared before, but they do this morning.
Well, it's all because of those crumbs that we keep giving back.
Well, it's the tax cut. No, that's the story they're running.
Right.
And I mean, I heard one today that was so, I mean, the level of the BS was so thick that even somebody with the Charleston Water Authority could not deep dive through it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, like, you could not, I mean, you couldn't do it. And I actually had to go look this up because I thought, wow. I mean, it almost convinced me. And I thought, oh, I should have known fake news. And they were a very serious reporter. Well, you know, because Trump had promised that the tax cuts would not add to the deficit or the debt. But oh, look, see, so far that's not panning out. The tax cuts are making us broke. Wait, what? Because I mean, I read like Investor's Business Daily, and they're telling us that the Treasury Department, they're the ones who collect the taxes, mm-hmm. That the income tax collections are up.
In fact, there are record collections
right.
of
so
income tax.
They're up $1.7 trillion. Well, no, wait. The tax collections totaled $1.7 trillion. I'm sorry. That's up $14 billion from fiscal year 2017, an all-time high. So they had me so convinced I had to check it. Like, wow, okay, so the Trump tax cuts are adding to the deficit? No. Silly me. Can you believe I got taken, Lee, after all this time? They actually got me.
Tara.
I know. It took me 10 minutes to reorient my reality after listening to that crap. I've got to turn it off. Okay. No. Next time that you hear that and they're all singing on cue, you need to know this. That the tax cuts have actually, as they always do, worked for JFK, worked for Reagan, worked for Bush. Now it's working for Trump. Mm-hmm. The tax cuts always lead to more economic activity, dramatically more, and you get more money into the Treasury. And sure enough, we do.
Bingo.
$14 billion more. That's up $14 billion from fiscal 2017 in an all-time high. So wait, why is the debt and the deficit up then?
Spending.
There you go. And funny they didn't point that out.
No.
Spending, on the other hand, was $127 billion higher in fiscal 2018. As a result, deficits for 2018 climbed $113 billion.
See, liberals falsely call tax cuts spending.
Yeah.
You don't spend money on tax cuts. The money has never come in when you lower the taxes. The people are keeping more of what they earn. It is not the government's money. Tax cuts are not spending. Spending is what all those idiots up in Capitol Hill pass these budgets for. That's spending.
And so I was so confused because I keep reading about these record tax collections. I was like, how can the tax cuts be causing the deficit it's both the deficit and the debt to go up? And they're not. But they don't object to that.
But here's where the logic completely breaks down for them. If the tax cuts had not taken place, then the record revenue would not have gone into the Treasury.
Oh, and the deficit and the debt would be higher because they spent more.
Because they still would have spent the money.
Yeah, they still would have spent the money.
And you'd have had less tax dollars coming in, less revenue, so the deficit would have been even larger without the tax cuts.
Okay, listen to how they're spinning this, okay? Because, you know, you go on Google, right, and they only show you left-wing news sources. No other sources are allowed. Okay, listen to the headlines here. This is a Vanity Fair. Mitch McConnell, he's the head of the Republicans in the Senate. Mitch McConnell blames the poor for Trump's trillion-dollar deficit. Okay.
Ooh, Mitch, you be careful now.
Yeah, no, he didn't, though, actually. They twisted what he said. It's not real news. Are you kidding me? See, they almost just got you. Okay, here's another one from The Week. It's a liberal publication. Mitch McConnell blames the soaring deficit on Medicare and Social Security, not the GOP tax cuts. Here's another one from Yahoo News. McConnell blames budget deficit rise on government programs, not Republican tax cuts. Here's another one. Yeah, because he's right, though.
He is.
Okay.
The turtle's right.
Here's the Associated Press via the Columbus Dispatch. GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell blames entitlements, not tax cuts, for deficit's rise. So they make him look like he's a chump, right?
If you look at what the increases in payments are, And the increased expenditures for the federal government, that's where they are, through the entitlements. There's very little discretionary budget areas that the president or even Congress has an opportunity to cut because of the entitlements.
Yeah. So, I mean, a more accurate story would be Trump's tax cuts generate record tax revenue, which Congress then fritters away with spending increases.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you could have taken that additional revenue and done what you should have done with it, which is reduce our deficit, reduce our debt, reduce what we owe, pay something off for the love of God.
Yeah.
You know, but no. And so this is, by the way, they're in a chorus of this now. Trump is bankrupting the country. So naturally, I find these poor misled souls are all over the text line this morning, completely hysteria, in complete hysteria, because Trump is bankrupting the country. And I went, wait, I'm sorry. Obama inherited $8 trillion worth of debt from Bush, which Bush helpfully doubled from $4 trillion, okay? And so Obama looked at what Bush had done. Oh, he doubled the debt that we owe. And he went, oh, I'm going to do him one better. And then he doubled it from $8 trillion when he took office to almost $17
trillion. Yeah.
Okay? These liberals, not on the text line during any of this. They did not care.
No.
They did not care.
Well, and to be, I don't want to use the F word, fair, but quite honestly, oftentimes the party in power never talks about the deficit. Now, granted, there are more conservatives who will talk about the deficit regardless of what party is in control. But liberals only talk about the deficit when they're not the party in power.
Yep, good point. And Republicans are guilty of that too.
And they're guilty of it too.
Yeah,
but however,
you will still
have some people who run as Republicans, and I'm talking about the Rand Pauls and Ron Pauls and a few others that will talk about the deficit when Republicans are in control. I mean, I've seen Jeff Duncan complain about it when budgets come around. You know, he'll point out, "Hey, look, we're still spending way too much money." But anyway.
Yeah, the next Democrat will get in there and double the deficit, which means we'll be at like $40
trillion. Oh, yeah. No,
that's going to be exciting. And they won't say a word about it.
No.
Just watch it go down.
Yeah.
Watch it go down. Texter writes, okay, here is a Common Core math question for you. If 1,024th makes Elizabeth Warren a Native American, what do the other 1,023 over 1,024 make her? No, wait, that's funny, but actually, you know what? Upon reading it the second time in an attempt to understand, because I'm doing Common Core math, that's a great point. Why does only, for the purposes of the media beating up Trump and saying he's, you know, well, now he won't pay up, why does only the 1,024th count and not the rest? What is the rest? And why does that not count, you know?
And is it not a majority?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm doing Common Core math here, so you can't say for certain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would think so.
Oh, boy.
By the way. No, I'm going to save it for tomorrow. Oh, it's too good. No, I can't do it in a rush. I got to set it up. Never mind. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Somebody talking about giving away Honduras? Do we own it now? I mean, a quarter of their population is here, most of them illegally. I mean, does that give us ownership? Did I miss something?
Yeah. Occupy Honduras.
Why not? They're occupying America. Thanks. Nobody left down there.
Here, the weather's nice this time of year.
Yeah, but the sewage. Oh, the untreated sewage. Nope, here's Brian in Greer. He's on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Brian. You there? You're down in a sewage tunnel. You sound like you're down in a sewage tunnel.
Is that better?
That's a little bit better. I don't see wind out there. The trees aren't moving. Where are you?
I am on speakerphone in a car.
Oh, so could you take me off speakerphone? We are never going to be able to hear you.
Can't hear me at all?
No, because it translates really poorly.
Okay, sorry. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, sorry about that. I understand the hands-free. There, I get that. Call me back anytime. It's just speakerphone. By the time it translates back out, it's a mess. It's a mess. Okay, that leaves us a little more time for this, though. I want to play this because it's just my favorite today. Back by popular demand. Now, the beginning of this is going to be painful to you to hear. But it's worth waiting through for the dropkick at the end. Delivered artfully by Megyn Kelly, who finally lost it. And this is fascinating to watch this. How NBC News is attempting to defend Elizabeth Warren. Now, if you're 1,024th Cherokee, then by God, you're a Cherokee. Even if we didn't test for American Indian DNA, just Colombian, Peruvian, and Mexican. But other than that, it's all great. And Trump ought to pay her, man. He ought to pay up. Listen to how they're defending Elizabeth Warren. I was curious I knew they'd defend her, but I was curious how they'd pull it off. Like, anyway, here's what they came up with. Are you ready? They whip out another woman of color to stand with Elizabeth Warren, herself a woman of color, and defend her right to identify as an Indian. That's before Megyn Kelly gets fed up and body slams her. Take a listen. It's awesome. It's today's final epic rant. Unless I get one more in, I don't know.
lot of black and brown people in this country do not have the data to prove where they come from. Partly that's because of slave records that weren't dated, but secondly, because of miscegenation law. So the concept of quantifying culture, that is a white and majority concept. For a lot of us had to rely, as a black person of mixed race, on oral tradition to know where we were from. But so she's not saying I used this and acknowledging.
She's not saying she used it, but she did.
No, but acknowledging who you are isn't using who you are.
It is when you are touted as the first Native American professor at Harvard Law School and you're not Native American.
She understood she was Native American.
That's not good enough. It's like we ripped on a woman not long ago, a young high school girl, for wearing a prom dress that was kimono style, saying she was guilty of cultural appropriation. That is what people on the left told us. You're not allowed to appropriate anybody's dress or cultures.
Was that her culture?
Native American. Elizabeth Warren is out there representing that she's got a heritage that at best is probably similar to most Americans in this country, none of whom checked the box.
Yeah, none of whom checked the box. Sorry, that got cut off there. And the media is, they are brilliant at shifting the debate here. Because you know why? Oh, well, see, look, she's at Cherokee, so Trump's got to pay up. There's not a way to test for Cherokee. Well, it doesn't matter. He's got to pay up. And I've got in my hand these 1995, 1999, and 1993 articles, two of them from the Crimson, in which the Harvard Law School proudly refers to Elizabeth Warren as a woman of color and a Native American. She did not correct any of those. It's not an issue of where is she Indian or not. Did she lie? And Megyn Kelly nails it. The rest of us, white people, on average, are more Indian than she is, and we didn't check the box. That's the issue. We did not check the box. And she used, in fact, it's so bad. Do you realize they reported this, Harvard did, to the federal government, that she was a woman of color because they compete for federal contracts that have minority set-asides? They used her in their reports to the federal government as a minority member of the faculty. And man, she was just fine with that. Even the Harvard Crimson, 1993, refers to her as, well, some people say that the department's too white, but we got this woman of color, Elizabeth Warren. She didn't correct it. She planted it. That's the issue. But they are so good at shifting the debate. They really are absolutely genius about it. Texter writes, tear the blue wave. It turned into a blue flame when Elizabeth Warren tried her hand at making smoke signals. Texter writes, Tara Elizabeth Warren's DNA is not a democracy. The majority DNA is being oppressed. Oh, yeah. Tracy and Gaffney always love her text. Texter writes, Tara, you cannot defy gravity, but the left defies logic all the time. And the morons, and they are legion. Legion morons, swallow it whole, the debt balloon, because they spend more than the route. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to explain that in 30 seconds. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. You know the deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.